I wonder about the Odd Fellows building, and do you remember or do you know anything about the Odd Fellows and how came about?
Yes, actually I do know quite a bit about that, although I can't prove some of what I know. The land that that was built on, which is a very small piece of property, belonged to my grandfather, Noel Forrest. And he gave the land to the Oddfellows. This is at the turn of the century. I'm going to say 1900 to 1904 or 5. He gave that land for life membership in the Oddfellows. I have no idea, because my father never commented about it, I have no idea whether he was an active going member of the Oddfellows. But up in our home, we had at one time the dedication of that Oddfellows for the lifetime membership of my grandfather Noel Forrest, and but that is no longer available. I don't know whatever happened to that particular document. It was a pretty big piece of document. It was probably 2 by 3 feet, glass covered with a frame and everything. Yeah, yeah.
Would it be in your barn someplace?
No, it was upstairs in our attic for a long time, but it got discarded, I think.
Okay.
So the Oddfellows, but in my memory, and my memory goes really back to, let's say, 1938, 39, it was never very active. So the Oddfellows owned it for many years. And ultimately, it came to the town. It was probably deeded over, I don't know, but it was deeded over to the town. And at one period of time, the town had moved from their small town office, which is now the office where Kennett has his business, which was in Madison Corner. That was the town office for many years, and the fire station. And then they built the fire station. And I can't remember the dates, but that's probably somewhere in the, I'm going to say, late 80s or 90s, early 90s. They built the fire station. They made that the full town office. And then the town office had, I'm wrong on that, because the town office moved to the Oddfellows Hall in Silver Lake, and I don't remember the dates. I think those dates were before I came back to Madison, that they had moved back. But the only activity at that time was strictly as the town office for the Oddfellows Hall was for the town office. And it has remained that. And it was in the late 1990s, 98 or 97, 98 or 99, that the whole building was moved, picked up and moved. Very dramatic sequence of events. The whole building was moved to its current location. And they had obviously bought that property where it is now, the town, from what used to be the Judge Green house lot again. And I don't know the status of how that the land was purchased by the town, but they moved that to that to the current location. Mm-hmm. So the building was probably completed roughly by 1904, 1905, and in my house, that became a building between the Whiting house and our house. in between. But it never had much land connected with it. Yet we held town meetings in that building all through the 70s and into the 80s. Okay?
In that
As a matter of fact, longer than that. Probably into the 90s. Okay? Town meeting was held there. Right? Versus being held in the Historical Society. Okay?
In that large open space.
Yeah.
The town meeting.
Yeah.
What else went on in there?
Well, the Grange for a long time had the upper floor on that building as their meeting. They met, I don't remember how many, whether they met quarterly or they may have met monthly. And they were, the Grange was an agricultural-oriented organization nationwide, as a matter of fact. But the Grange really was a social center, and they would have their meetings, and then they would have they would play cards, or had a group of people would play cards after the Grange meeting and things like that. And some of us in the 40s joined the Grange, but we never got interested. Most all of us, high school kids that joined, never got interested in going very often to the Grange. And, there was a routine that you went through, and steps, organizational steps to go through to get different degrees of Grange membership. And I personally was never interested in that. So.
Did they have square dances there on that floor?
Well, we had square dances in there in the summer during the time when the town office was using it. The town was using it as the town hall. We had some times and then during Old Home Week, the Old Home Week activity that was started easy in the 60s, maybe even the late 50s, with dances, and they were held there. Earlier, we had dances.